Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Midnight Amen Rewind moment in Ableton Live 12. Think of it like a dark VHS rave memory inside your drum and bass track. The track feels like it's being pulled backward for a second, then it snaps right back into the groove. This is not just a sound effect. Indeed, NB, this kind of moment works like a transition instrument. It changes the listener's emotional state before the next drop lands. It gives you tension, atmosphere, and a little bit of storytelling, without killing the momentum. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly and use Ableton stock devices only. No fancy extras needed, just smart choices, clean automation, and a few sounds that feel old, foggy, and urgent. First, set up a simple session. Create 3 audio tracks and 1 return track. Name them Atmosphere Bed, Rewind Chop, Drum Ghost, and FX Return. On Atmosphere Bed, drop in any short atmospheric loop you have. It could be vinyl crackle, room noise, crowd texture, a pad, or even a simple noise recording. Don't overthink it. 1 good texture is enough. On that track, add auto filter, echo, reverb, and saturator. Start with the filter cutting fairly low, somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz. Set echo to a simple 1/8 or 1/4 feel. Keep reverb fairly long, around 3.5 to 6 seconds. Add just a little saturator drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB. To give it some weight and grain. Here's the reason this works. In drum and bass, atmosphere fills the top and middle air around the drums and bass. It doesn't need to be harmonically busy. Sometimes the mood does more work than melody. Now let's build the rewind chop. Find a short sound with character. A voice fragment, a cymbal tail, a snare hit, a rave stab, a spoken word line, anything with a little personality. Keep it short, around 1 or 2 seconds. Drag it into the rewind chop track. Duplicate the clip. Reverse the duplicate, and place it so it leads into the original, or the original leads into the reverse. You're aiming for that pulling back feel, like the sound is being sucked into a tape machine. If you want it to feel a little more old school, add simple delay or echo for a smeared repeat, then use auto filter to low pass it around 1.5 to 4 kHz. A touch of saturator will help it feel grainier and more worn. A really useful beginner trick is to automate the clip volume. Tip it slightly at the start of the rewind. Then bring it back up right before the drop. Even a tiny 1 to 2 dB move can make the motion feel intentional. Now we add the VHS rave color. This is where the sound starts feeling aged and unstable, but still controlled. On the rewind chop track, add chorus ensemble, auto pan, and redux after the basic chain. Keep it subtle. Chorus amount around 10 to 20%. Auto pan with a slow rate, maybe 1/2 or 1 bar, and the phase at 180 degrees. On redux, use just enough downsampling to blur the high end a bit. You don't want it destroyed, you want it colored. If the sound gets too harsh, put auto filter after redux and trim the top end back down. The goal is VHS character, not pain. Here's a good automation move. Make redux stronger only at the end of the rewind moment. Open the auto pan depth a little during the transition, then pull it back. You can also let the reverb size bloom right before the next hit. That gives you flicker and movement, not a static wash. Next, let's add the drum ghost. This is a tiny amen fragment, not a full breakbeat. You just want a hint of rhythm underneath the atmosphere, something that tells the listener, yes, this is still drum and bass. Create a new track called Drum Ghost. Add simpler, saturator, glue compressor, and auto filter. Load in a small amen fragment. It can be the kick and snare pair, a chopped hat, or a tiny piece of break texture. If needed, turn warp on and shorten the clip, so it feels like a memory of the groove. Then tame it. Use Simpler's filter to low pass somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. Add 1 to 4 dB of saturator drive. Use glue compressor for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If it still feels too forward, high pass it around 150 to 500 hertz with auto filter. This layer should be felt more than clearly heard. If you can easily name every drum hit, it's probably too loud. The point is to give a section a subconscious pulse and keep it rooted in jungle and DNB language. Now we shape the whole thing into a phrase. Atmosphere in drum and bass works best when it behaves like part of the arrangement, not like a random effect thrown on top. Try building a 4-bar or 8-bar rewind section. For example, bars 1 and 2 are just the atmosphere bed, filtered and dark. Bars 3 and 4 bring in the rewind chop. Bars 5 and 6 introduce the drum ghost and increase the reverb. Bars 7 and 8 push the tension higher, then cut harder lead into the drop. Automate the filter opening slowly, maybe from 300 Hz up to 2.5 kHz. Bring the reverb dry/wet up from 10% to around 30%. Increase echo feedback slightly near the end. You can even dip the main track volume by 1 to 3 dB right before the drop to make the hit feel bigger. A good placement for this in a full tune is the last 4 bars before a drop, or the last 8 bars before a major section change. If your track drops every 16 bars, place this moment in bars 13 through 16. That gives the listener a proper reset before the bass comes back in. Now let's keep the mix clean using the FX return track. Instead of putting giant reverb on every channel, send some of the rewind chop and atmosphere bed into one shared space. On the return, add reverb, echo, and EQ8. Make the reverb fully wet on the return. Set the decay around 4 to 7 seconds. High pass the return with EQ8 around 200 to 400 Hz so the low end stays clear. Set echo feedback around 20 to 35%. This gives you a shared environment, which sounds more cohesive and more professional. And if the atmosphere starts washing out the drums, reduce the send amount first. That's usually the fastest fix. Now we protect the low end. This matters a lot indeed, NB. On the atmosphere bed and rewind chop, use EQ8 to high pass them around 150 to 300 Hz. If things feel muddy, trim some 250 to 500 Hz by a couple of dB. If the sound is too sharp, gently dip around 3 to 6 kHz. On the drum ghost, keep it even tighter. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz, and low pass around 8 to 10 kHz if the hats get too bright. If you already have a bass line in the project, mute it for a moment and listen to the atmosphere by itself. Then bring the bass back. You want to make sure the atmosphere is not fighting the sub or the reese movement. To finish the moment, add a final rewind hit or transition cue on the last beat before the drop. This could be a reverse crash, a reverse snare, a chopped vocal inhale, or a filtered noise burst. Reverse the audio clip, open the auto filter upward, and give it a little send to the reverb. A short fade out at the end can help it feel smooth and controlled. Then, if you want a dramatic reset, leave a hard stop or a brief silence right after it. In drum and bass, silence before a drop can hit just as hard as a fill. And if you want a more urgent jungle feel, let that final impact cut right into the first kick or snare of the drop, not after it. A few quick teacher notes here. If your rewind moment feels weak, check the start and end points. A good rewind section usually has a clear pullback shape and a clear release point. Also, in beginner sessions, the biggest upgrade is often automation precision, not more devices. Tiny changes in cutoff, send amount, and clip gain can make the whole thing feel deliberate. If you want to push this further, here are a few variation ideas. You can combine a brief pitch drop with a reverse texture, so it feels like the room is physically slowing down. You can automate the atmosphere from wide to narrow near the drop, then open it back up after the hit. You can split the rewind chop left and right for a ghost call and response effect. You can even create a broken playback illusion by repeating tiny slices of the same sound with slight timing offsets. If you want more grit, try gentle clipping or a small amount of redux, then clean up the harsh top end with EQ8. That often feels more like damaged tape than heavy distortion. And if the atmosphere feels too clean, a tiny hiss burst or room noise swell just before the drop can make it feel more analog and physical. Here's a great mini practice challenge. Give yourself 15 minutes and build a 4-bar rewind moment from scratch. Pick one atmospheric sample, reverse it, add auto filter, echo, and reverb. Then build a tiny amen ghost layer with simpler. High pass both layers so the low end stays clean. Automate the filter from dark to brighter over the 4 bars. Then finish with one reverse hit or noise swell into a hard stop. Loop it against a simple kick snare pattern and ask yourself, does it support the drum energy? Does it feel like a DNB transition? And is it obvious enough to notice without stealing the groove? If yes, you've built something useful. So remember the core idea. Make a rewind moment that feels like a dark VHS memory inside a drum and bass arrangement. Keep the sound short, filtered, and controlled. Add an amen ghost rhythm for genre identity. Automate movement over 4 or 8 bars. And protect the low end so the drop can hit cleanly. A great DNB atmosphere doesn't just sound cool. It sets up the impact of everything that comes next.